Well, it's real simple. Supremacy law, or the supremacy clause of the Constitution, says that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. As such, say, were there to be a local ordinance that was a curfew that interfered with one of my constitutionally protected rights, such as the right of free speech and the right of free assembly, then that lower ranking law is simply null and void. So, whether there's a law on the books to be able to kick us out of this park, the fact that we are here engaged in protected speech supersedes any local ordinance, any state law, and certainly any absolutely fictional made-up, you know, curfew that the governor chose to impose a week before we started here.
So when they busted you, when they just busted you this afternoon, were they aggressive about it? How did they go about it?
No, the state police have been very professional all along. I had no complaints whatsoever with them. They did the job that their boss, the governor, ordered them to do. Hopefully the courts will rectify the fact that he ordered them to do it.
What's your name?
Susie Dugan.
Susie Dugan. What brought you out here tonight, and do you think this has been successful tonight?
I came out here to support because I'm part of the movement. I believe what people are trying to do.
Yep.
Successful, yes, I think that people stood up for their First Amendment rights. Also, it's like they took a stand for something that they believe in and were risking getting arrested for that purpose.
Yep.
And, you know, it was very much a clearly a risk that they were willing to accept the consequences. And it's these arrests that are going to bring a lot of more media attention to these specific rights that are trying to be upheld.
Yep.
So it's, I would say overall it's successful, but to what degree? I mean, it would be really nice if the cops didn't arrest them. That would be a real success.
My name is Ira McKinley, all right?
All right.
I am a filmmaker and activist. So I have a major film coming out called The Throwaways that was done before.
Say it one more time,
action.
What's it called?
The Throwaways.
The Throwaways.
www.throwawaysmovie.com. We're consideration for PBS and other outlets.
Okay.
It's coming out in 2012. You can look it up. Throwawaysmovie.com.
The Throwaways.
And when you ask that question to me, it's like there was a point and there was a counterpoint that was acted tonight.
Yep.
Okay. So, one person got arrested for expressing his fundamentally First Amendment right.
Yep.
Now, the counterpoint to that was that, listen, okay, so you arrest him before curfew was over. Now we're going to organize. We're going to bring more people to get arrested. You know what I'm saying? So it's like checkers, chess
right now. So you think this is going away?
It's not going away. It's not going away.
You think this is the beginning?
Well, this is just the beginning.
It will only get stronger.
Yeah. You think it's only going to get stronger?
Cuomo stated if we came in his park, the state
his
side.
His park?
State side of the park.
Right.
He was going to bring the troopers to arrest us.
Okay.
So we wanted to test his theory. So he did what he had to do. We did what we had to do. So now he brought his troopers out. And what we're saying to him, it's just going to get bigger. We're coming back with more people to get arrested in this park.
Right.
Okay, so no, it has not been in, but all it did is going to ignite more people to unite against the 1%. Because right now he's the 1% governor, and he has passed laws that we did not agree with.
Yeah.
So that's our point. You know, that's my point tonight. He arrested one person before the curfew was open. We gathered and we brought 50 more. He arrested those 50. Now we're going to bring 500 more. You arrest them 500, we'll bring 2,000 more. It gets bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do. This is democracy. What we're saying is we the Constitution, we the people, not we the government. And this is the way where we have to go about it. I have a tent here right now where I'm occupying. I'm staying here in the park.
And how's that been going for you?
It gets cold.
Yeah.
But we have, you know, it's like George Washington and Valley Forge.
Winter soldiers.
Yes. So we know that it's either we're going to freeze to death out here or we're going to get help or we're going to get more people on our side. You know what I'm saying? But there is a general group of people that believe in what we're doing. That's democracy for the people. So we're willing to take that chance. We're willing to make that sacrifice. Everything you're seeing right now is a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Those people sacrifice to get arrested so more people can come and make this more of an issue.